Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 10 Americans are back home hours after the U.S. announced a deal on a prisoner swap with Venezuela.
So much gratitude for the moment for the United States of America.
Californian Savoy Wright was arrested in Venezuela in October. He says he spent months in a teensy jail cell.
To realize, am I ever going to get out of this? Am I ever going to make it home? How did I get to this point? It's a very challenging situation.
He and five others landed at a military base in San Antonio. Four arrived in Miami. President Maduro hailing the return of his close ally, Alex Saab. The UN Security Council is scheduled to vote today on what's expected to be a delicately worded resolution the U.S. will agree to pause fighting in Gaza to get more aid in and hostages out. CBS's Pam Falk from the UN.
When U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed the UN talks on Wednesday, he remarked that the international community should be doing more to demand that Hamas not hide behind civilians.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit alleging a Texas developer preyed on Hispanic homebuyers in a scheme to sell them subpar, unfinished homes destined to become money pits. U.S. Attorney Kristen Clark.
Our investigation revealed that Colony Ridge operates as a one-stop shop for discriminatory lending.
She says the company reached out through ads on TikTok. A federal judge says Rudy Giuliani must pay up in his defamation case.
The judge overseeing Rudy Giuliani's defamation case orders him to pay the $148 million judgment immediately. What legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum points out.
Enforcing a judgment is sometimes more difficult than even winning a trial. More court proceedings will be necessary here for them to collect.
The jury awarded the two Georgia election workers he defamed about three times what they asked for. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Days after a powerful storm system tore its way up the East Coast, New Englanders are still struggling with flooding from torrential rain. Maine Governor Janet Mills hopes people will think about staying where they are for the holidays.
I urge Maine people who live in hard-hit areas of our state to stay off the roads as much as possible, to stay away from flooded areas, including flooded roadways.
More than 140,000 customers in Maine still have no power. There's another major car recall. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it affects more than 2.5 million Hondas. The problem, a fuel pump failure that can cause the engine to stall while you're driving. That increases the risk of a crash. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nissan has a car for everyone, for every driver who wants more.
Whatever your more is, more fun, more freedom, or more action, at Nissan, more is all they do. Whether you're taking a detour off the grid, looking for a shot of adrenaline, or maneuvering the streets.
From thrilling sports cars, sedans, and EVs to capable pickups and crossovers, with Nissan, there's no compromising your next adventure.
Find your more with Nissan's diverse lineup. Head to NissanUSA.com for more information. That's NissanUSA.com.
Brought directly to the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight at Fiserv Forum featuring the Orlando Magic and the Milwaukee Bucks, who are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Orlando trying to snap a 3-game losing skid. Baseball, a curious trade for the Brewers. They send pitcher Adrian Hauser and center fielder Tyrone Taylor to the New York Mets in exchange for 23-year-old minor league pitcher Coleman Crow. The right-hander was 15-6 last year in the minors. NFL, after tweeting out frustrations about playing with injuries, Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell, dealing with a neck injury, will not play against the Panthers in Carolina. Matt LaFleur says he spoke to Campbell.
Dre's a guy that I go back a long time with, all the way back to Atlanta, and I've always respected the man and how he works and pours his heart and soul into this thing. And he's missed some games and he's been battling through. So we just think it's best at this time to kind of give him the week and we'll see where we're at.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered light rain showers. Our low down to around 35. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Greg Bach here, producer of Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. As you know, Pat is on vacation for the rest of the year, and he'll be returning on January the 2nd, but we want you to enjoy a replay, some previously aired content, and some fresh pre-recorded content for you. We hope you enjoy. We hope you have a great holiday. Stay safe, stay warm, and remember, when you're here, you're up north.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, November 13th. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Selena Heller is here. Greg Bach is here from Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, along with a colleague, a fellow OBGYN from Ohio. And that's because some folks are finding new ways to cheat. And I'm basically talking about conservative politicians, extremists who are looking for ways now to act beyond the Constitution to try to restrict women's health care rights. The voters, you know, spoke with a loud and clear voice in Ohio last week, enshrining women's health protections in an amendment to the state constitution. And yet within days, certain politicians were talking about ways to prevent courts from interpreting that amendment, to basically trying to get it so they could ignore part of the Ohio Constitution. So we will talk to Amy Burkett about that coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to reach us, our phone number here is 844-967-2789. You can call that number or text it. You can also use it quickly from the Civic Media app. You'll want to download that if you don't have it already, so you can listen to stations all across the network and the different shows that we have on at different times of day. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, upnorthnewswi.com is our homepage for Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but very happy to be part of your mornings here, 5 mornings a week for the Up North News team, which includes Selena Heller, who joins us from the Eau Claire area as well. Selena, for the weekend, you said you went to Mall of America.
Yes, we had a fun little excursion over to the Mall of America. It's about an hour and a half from us, so it's not too far. It's a nice day drive, and we went to the Crayola Experience, and that was so fun. Never been to that before, so...
I've been to the Lego experience there, but I've never been to the Crayola experience. Greg's just smiling like, what is this Mall of America thing, which is 1,000 miles away from Waukesha, but you know,
I love Lego, so I'll go anywhere for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. But yeah, so...
They can make their own crayons and name them, and it was so cool.
Oh, good. So you really like that then?
Mm-hmm. I would recommend.
Did you like it? But how about your daughter? I mean,
yes, she loved it.
It wasn't just like, I can turn her loose for a while and go do some shopping. So you,
no, you know, you pick out a color, a crayon, and then you can type in a name and then you get a label and then you put a label on it. So you have your very own crayon with whatever you name it. And then you get a crayon and you melt it into a mold. You can pick a mold. So she, of course, she has a cat crayon. And I mean, there's all sorts of fun things.
Well, that reminds
reminds me, speaking of the cat, Whiskers, who is often on camera, but the one time I want to talk about Whiskers, nowhere to be found. But speaking of Whiskers, was it Kristen who made the comparison that when Whiskers was on screen there just now, looks, is pretty much a dead ringer, that Greg Bach's beard apparently has a sibling in Eau Claire. Who knew, right?
Just as gray. Just as gray.
Gray, soft, luxurious. It's just... So Greg's describing his beard care routine during the break here, which
I said Whiskers was soft and silky because he just had a bath and asked Greg if his beard was soft and silky too.
And of course he's like, well, but of course.
Of course it's very silky. It's smooth. So smooth.
Which I wouldn't bring up if the beard and the cat weren't actually dead ringers for each other. But
okay, now you just took the compliment away.
But of course, once again, I feel like I'm quoting from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That damn cat, you know, is not not on screen the one time you actually want it. It really does. It come when you call.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay. Yes. So does my beard. It's weird. I just.
Hey, we missed an important note on this day in history, and it comes our way from Roger as I cover up Greg with the Facebook comment here. What is the role of November 13th in history? And I should have had you just play this. Maybe we'll play the clip later on. It says here, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison. And So begins The Odd Couple.
You know, really quick about The Odd Couple, that a lot of people don't know, it kind of went under the radar and it was really good. There was a reboot of the TV show with Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon from The State. I mean, and it was really good. And as much as we love Matthew Perry as Chandler, he was born to play Oscar Madison.
Mm. I wish I'd have watched it more.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. It's on the Paramount Plus if you have it.
Okay.
I got to be a pigeon sister. We did the play here, and I just loved watching all the boys do their parts. But the pigeon sisters were fun.
Very nice. Celine is working on several stories for Up North News for us this week. Well, every week. I mean, that's part of the job. Oh, look who showed up. The cat is here. So now the folks watching on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, totally get it now. All right. So now when I see Greg, I can just go, hello, kitty. So,
I'm going to call HR real quick.
So with Veterans Day over the weekend, Selena, we let folks know about the veterans homes that you have in Wisconsin. What kind of background are you giving?
Yes, there are 3 veterans homes in the state of Wisconsin taking care of our nation's heroes. There are about 1,000 spots for all those veterans, and they have wait lists, of course. Everybody wants to get into those, and they're hard to get into. But if you're lucky enough, they have wonderful care. One is in Chippewa Falls, one is in King, and one is in Union Grove. So they all kind of have some neat amenities and some like barber shops and all sorts of different things that veterans can hopefully take advantage of while living there and getting care there for kind of their last days.
Yeah, the Chippewa Falls one is the newest one, and it was one of the last things I was working on in the legislature, but let's be clear, the person spearheading that was my predecessor, Dave Zien, who has been absolutely, you know, tireless. He and I don't agree. Passionate. We don't agree on a lot of things politically, but nobody matches him. Nobody exceeds him in veterans care and helping get that veterans home in Chippewa Falls put up. So it was
my good dad was there. So was he? I spent a lot of time there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. And then we're going to get to a couple of more in just a moment here. But first, I want to let you know that Christina Laurie is normally here on Tuesdays to talk about what she's preparing for the Up North News daily newsletter. So this would be a good time to tell you what's in today's. One of her articles is about, you know, what is Wisconsin's most iconic food? You know, is it brats? Is it beer? Is it Kringle? Is it cream puffs? And all about how the Food Network editors are trying to come up with a defining dish from every state. There's also an article about how the DNR is asking deer hunters to avoid setting up deer stands against ash trees because the emerald ash borer has infected and weakened many of those trees. And, you know, I'm sure most folks wouldn't be surprised to hear that many of the injuries that happen to hunters happen because of deer stands. And so you want you want to avoid the ash trees for that reason. There's also an article today about 50 classics from almost everyone's high school reading list. And then finally, and this touches on, you know, what we will talk about in our next half hour, what would a Wisconsin free from severe restrictions on women's healthcare choices look like? It comes back to a discussion we had on the radio a week ago today as Democratic lawmakers introduced a package of bills to remove abortion care limits that have been imposed by Republicans. Now, again, the bills aren't going to pass, you know, anytime soon, but it's important that folks around Wisconsin see what the state could look like if women were free to make their own decisions about their health care. Conversely, you have that Ohio constitutional amendment that conservatives are now trying to work their way around, and we'll have coverage of that with Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio coming up in just a bit. First, it's time to tell you that the forecast from meteorologist from the meteorologist at Weatherology are coming up in just a sec here, but I wanted to get those 7 o'clock temperatures and bring them up for you. There we go.
Hello again, Greg Bach, producer, Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. And right about now is the time when Pat and Weatherology's very own Jennifer Wachitsky would be giving you the update on the weather for the day. But those are old days. Those days are gone. You don't want old weather. So let's talk about something super cool, which is the Civic Media app. It's free. It's easy to download. Go to anywhere you like to download apps. Get it on your computer. Get it on your smartphone. Get it on your tablet. It fits anywhere on any device. And like I said, it's free, so you can listen to us wherever you are in the world. Want to listen to us live? You can. You want to listen to a show as a podcast? You can do that too. Go to your favorite podcast distribution center of choice, find our shows, download the episode, and listen to us on demand. Once again, easy, free, simple. You're amazing. And now back to the show.
Let's check some sports at 7:17. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. The Packers dropped to 3-6 on the season, and they have dropped 5 out of 6 since starting the season, 2-1. Packers will next play at Lambeau Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucs are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. They have a 2-game losing streak going after losing Saturday in Orlando. It's also their second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left calf. You can hear those Bucks games on several stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. They include WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home 24-10 to Northwestern. That's now 3 straight losses, and they are at Camp Randall again this coming Saturday to take on Nebraska. Selena Heller is with us, and we'll talk more about the stories that she's putting together for us at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, in just over 60 seconds. Wherever you're listening across the state on this sunny here on the lake Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a sec.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be.
I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a Monday morning. This is Up North News Radio. It is 7:20. Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls. Selena Heller in Eau Claire. Greg Bach is bebopping for Little Prince down in Waukesha right now. And across Wisconsin, you're going to see the unofficial state flag being flown throughout the course of the week when you see hunters hanging out their blaze orange hunting gear to get it aired out and sent free before the deer hunting season starts. And Selena, that gun deer season gets started. Can't believe it's already coming this Saturday, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, bright and early. You know, I got to get out there.
Yeah.
So I've hunted in lots of years. So, you know, my brothers make me walk through the woods and there's known to be bears.
Yes.
So to get to my spot in the dark, and I'm like, can't you just like drive me on the like ATV or something like that? Nope, I have to walk through a hill and whatever in the dark, and I don't like it.
Brothers are the worst.
That's basically the bottom line.
Greg's not even gonna try. It's like yep,
especially when there's a baby brother. Oh, we are the absolute worst.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Mine are both older.
my experience is also similar, just in driving, helping to drive deer. But as I've mentioned before, when you're doing that part, the driving, you're walking, and of course then you're not necessarily, you don't want to be noisy, but you don't have to be like, completely silent. But once that drive is done, and if you're just sitting someplace, you have to be quiet. I don't know if we've met, but I'm not very good at the quiet part of that.
Just halfway through Hunji, he's just like, have you seen The Breakfast Club? It's a great movie.
I don't even know what I would say or talk about, but at some point, Dad walked me over to the pickup truck and turned on the radio and said, here, just sit in here, listen to the radio, which I loved because being such a radio head at the time, I was just like, yeah, I can tune in all these stations and listen to what's going on. And I hear a pow pow. Something must be going on out there. So not all of us born to hunt. We may be very supportive of hunting, and trust me, we are, but it's not for everybody. So Selena, you don't have I got my one deer, with a mercury tracer, but but not one by hunting.
My first deer I ever pulled the trigger on, I hit, and it was a buck running with two does, and I aimed at the buck and I hit it. I don't know how.
Wow.
Miraculous. I have no idea. My brothers came out of the woods and they're like, who got this? And I'm like, me.
Right. And they're right away suspicious. Like, nope, I'm pretty sure there was a shooter on the grassy knoll over here.
No, I did.
Still fighting to get credit for it. Another story that you're putting together and a project called Heart Spirits, and its tie-in to the ongoing effort to call more attention to the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we have a problem in this state, and so much so that the state created a task force, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. And so a lot of people have just gone missing. They're abducted, trafficked. So students are even getting involved, which is kind of a neat thing, a neat project they're doing to bring awareness to the problem called Heart Spirits, and that's in Black River Falls. And they've invited legislators, elders, tribal elders, and a lot of people to the school, and they make a heart, a clay heart, and then display them in the school, one for each missing and murdered person in Wisconsin, and then they pay special attention to the Indigenous women, and then they give the hearts to families in the spring when they have a powwow. So it's kind of a neat whole process, and they get a lot of people involved, and they involve a lot of the Native American students who are in the school district as part of the project, really pay special attention to the culture and awareness of that whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cultural issues that are at play there, as well as different law enforcement jurisdictions, which might make, right, you know, a case very much more difficult to work on. And so right now it really is at a point of trying to call more attention to the problem before you can truly fight the problem, is make more people aware that it exists and that, you know, your help may be necessary.
Right. And you mentioned the jurisdiction, because, you know, this, the sovereignty issues and municipal law enforcement don't know where their boundaries are, and the tribal law enforcement, they have their own entities too. So they don't know, okay, where it happened here and can I go here? So there's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. So look for that story on our website as well. And then National Signing Day for high school athletes. This one, I think it's great. These student athletes, they work really hard. And I imagine these high school students being recruited and then they're signing letters of intent. That didn't happen to somebody like me. It was more like, in hindsight, there should have been a letter of intent that I signed with, you know, Shenanigans on Water Street. Like, okay, I'm going to college and I will be... I'll be frequenting your establishment rather than, say, the football team or something.
Today we signed Patty Shenanigans.
Well, it started with Trader and Trapper, but that's not there anymore. So then it was Shenanigans.
If there was like a radio show signing, maybe that could be for you.
That would have been great. Yeah, WUEC in Eau Claire is proud to announce that this idiot from Apple Valley is going to be working with us now. No, what tell us about the actual purpose of National Signing Day for the athletes.
Well, you know, it's become a big celebrated day. It never used to be, but, you know, you put a TV camera in front of these high school kids and make some backdrops and your colors of your new college and balloons. And it's become a kind of a big deal for all these kids that have been, you know, deciding where to go to college, where they're going to play baseball. So this signing day was excluded football and basketball. So for the other sports, and, you know, they don't have to sign on this day, but many do to, you know, get the pomp and circumstance of it all. But they haven't until August 1st. To sign. This is the signing period. But, you know, for parents and the kids, it's a big deal. And it's, you know, just a fun day to, you know, have them say what they're going to do. And they get to play after high school.
All right. I don't know why you're putting the ball on the tee for Greg to rip into me for being an old man, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, back in my day, we didn't have letters of intent. We also didn't have gender reveals. And prom was done in the gym. It wasn't $1,000 affair with everything. And training camp for the NFL, you used to just go to camp. Now it's a big production, the NFL. Everything has to be a production.
Are you done, Grandpa?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay.
Is Grandpa Pat, did he get out again?
These are nice achievements. It's just that everything is an event now.
This is more for the parents, though. Like, kids don't want this stuff. Parents want this stuff. They want the attention. The kids don't care.
Yeah,
they might.
I don't think as much as the parents do.
Yeah.
My kids playing in college like that.
Hey, if it involves a scholarship and you're saving some serious money.
Yeah,
on tuition,
then that's good.
Yeah, then that works. Definitely works in their favor. So Selena's got these stories and more. Check us out over at upnorthnewswi.com and her visits here on Monday mornings. Thank you, Selena. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you a little later today.
You too. All right. All right. See you later.
See ya. Now, when we come back, we're going to turn back to the more serious discussion of voters in more than half a dozen states have already made clear that they are not going to stand for abortion bans, and they are going to constitutionally protect a woman's right to her reproductive health care. And yet, just days after the Ohio amendment passed, conservatives are talking about ways to cheat and get around it. So we'll talk to an OBGYN from Ohio, joining Dr. Kristen Lyerly next. You're up north.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief. 10 Americans have arrived home after they were imprisoned in Venezuela. Avin Hernandez, an L.A. County public defender, landed in San Antonio.
Honestly, all you think about when you're in prison is how you didn't appreciate being free.
The UN Security Council is expected to try again today to pass a delicately worded resolution the U.S. will accept on the war in Gaza. CBS's Pam Falk.
It would allow more humanitarian aid to Gaza, establish a pause in Israel's military operations, and demand the immediate release of Israeli hostages.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against a Houston home developer, Colony Ridge, for an alleged scheme to sell Hispanic immigrants subpar unfinished homes. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
It steers applicants into seller-financed loans, exploiting their limited English proficiency in the process.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Influenza levels have been picking up significantly across Wisconsin. The state health department says that about 1 in 10 people who test for either influenza, RSV, or COVID are testing positive. Nearly 300 people have been hospitalized from influenza this month. Still, those numbers are significantly down compared to last year. President Biden was in Wisconsin Wednesday touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
When you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
The president also says he wants to bring back the child tax credit, which he says lifted half of all black children in the U.S. out of poverty. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with scattered light rain showers. Our low down to around 35. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Anchor Terry Bell joining us with three things you need to know to start the week. We visit once again now with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and also Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio for reasons we've discussed earlier. What's happening in Ohio just days after a constitutional amendment passed. Dr. Amy, good morning. And first off, congratulations for as long as it lasted.
Good morning, and thank you so much. It is still a victory despite what's going through the news cycle.
Yes, let's dwell on that for a second. What did you think of the result when you saw the numbers?
We were right where we thought we were going to be. I would have really liked to have been over 60%, not going to lie. I would have liked to have shown them that even though we defeated the August add-on election, it would have been really nice to have that in our pocket too. But we were right where we thought we were going to be. We were right where the polling had shown post-Dobbs. I'm just so proud and honored that Ohioans stood with the doctors and said, no, we are not going to let you take away our reproductive rights. We don't care how gerrymandered we are. We don't care who is in, the legislature in Columbus. We want our reproductive rights protected, and we're willing to go to the polls and put it in our Constitution to do so.
Which you would think, the Constitution, there it is. It's the ultimate law of the land. And yet, After the vote on Friday, the state Republican Party in Ohio unveiled a new tactic trying to stop the courts from allowing the new amendment to take effect. In a press release, they said, to prevent mischief by pro-abortion courts with issue one, Ohio legislators will consider removing jurisdiction from the judiciary over this ambiguous ballot initiative. The Ohio legislature alone will consider what, if any, modifications to make to existing law based on public hearings and input from legal experts on both sides. And that's a very long way of saying we're going to cheat. We don't care about democracy. But I especially love this line, Dr. Amy, removing jurisdiction from the judiciary, as if you can just do that to a co-equal branch of government.
There are some creative things going on in Columbus. Some of it's just, trying to rattle up their base and trying to give them some sort of thought that maybe they can sort of go around and get the things the way they want it, despite the fact of what the clearly majority of people want in Ohio. So I think it's interesting that in Ohio, we are going to take it right to the Supreme Court because they know that that's where we're going to go because the legislature is not an option. In Michigan, they're sort of where they have the legislature. They're saying, OK, we're going to sue and say this is unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution because they don't have control in Michigan. So two different approaches to two different legislatures and who's in control. It's been some very interesting political scrambling in my little ACOG district, my little world.
They're throwing whatever they can at the wall just to see what's going to stick. And I think one of the most interesting things that we've seen is that Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican Party, are trying to take a moderate stance. And they're saying things like, let the people choose, which is what we saw in Ohio and in other red states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana. Seven states have had ballot initiatives like this where we've seen these kinds of outcomes. The people have overwhelmingly stood up for the right to make their own healthcare decisions, stood up for abortion access. 11 more ballot initiatives are coming in 2024. That is the voice of the people. And we know that for Democrats, this is a winning issue. But for us and for our patients and for their families, this isn't an issue. This is about freedom. It's about having the freedom to make our most personal healthcare decisions without political interference. That's what the people want. And that's what we saw in Ohio.
100%. And we saw that in other states too. Look at what Virginia did. Virginia, they tried to sell this idea of 15 weeks as a middle ground. And people were like, absolutely not. We do not want a middle ground. We want what the doctors say is right. And not only did they keep control, I believe, in the Senate, but they took over their house. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there was up and the the gentleman who won ran on a platform of reproductive rights, and he said, I will protect these. People have come out and said, we used to not vote on this, but it's very clear if we don't, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have that anymore.
Couldn't agree more.
Looking at some of the other states as well, we have in Kansas, which kind of started this all with voters saying, no, 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 this is about our freedom. And yet, despite voters overwhelmingly deciding to keep abortion rights in the state constitution, the legislature there is still trying to pass laws that would restrict abortion access. And then there's a little place called Wisconsin, where after, again, a new state Supreme Court justice was elected with an overwhelming majority, the talk immediately turned, Kristen, toward impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Again, no different than the referendum. They're trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here in Wisconsin, we don't have the option of a ballot initiative like this. So all we can do in Wisconsin is elect Democrats. And I intentionally say Democrats, because the Republicans, as much as they like to talk about freedom, have clearly been actively working to take away our freedoms here in Wisconsin for years with all of these little trap laws and barriers and restrictions. So there is, in Wisconsin, no other way out of this besides electing Democrats.
Amy, the partisan part of it, you know, those are strong words from Kristen, but deservedly so, not just because of what politicians try to appear moderate and then they're not when they get elected, but U.S. Supreme Court justices themselves, essentially that conservative majority has perjured themselves by saying during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law, and because of stare decisis, there was no real reason to go back until, of course, they had the votes. And so, I mean, that is the ultimate bad faith argument. And I've got to think now with this news in Ohio, if there was going to be any faith or trust in respecting the will of the voters, it probably disappeared on Friday.
100%. I think that as soon as we started to hear them coming out with ways to go around the will of the people clearly spoke, despite how much misinformation and outright lies were out there. The people have clearly said, we read the amendment, we know what it says, we know what you put in that summary that's not true, and we're voting for our reproductive rights. And so now they said, well, we only want to hear from the people if the people let us be in charge and let us run the show. So I think that hopefully we will continue to see that awakening in 2024 and start to see our legislature swing the other way where it belongs and brings a voice back to the people in Columbus.
How many different ways do the people have to say this is what we want in Ohio? I mean, they have said it. The Republicans have been obfuscating in so many different ways. I mean, look at what happened with the previous election where they tried to change the rules to the game. And then they summarized what is a pretty easy to read amendment in a very partisan and non-objective way. There have been all of these different ways that they've tried to fool the people into voting against their own best interests.
Yeah, I think that they, there's this, like you said, this throwing things at the wall to see what will stick, and nothing is sticking right now. They cannot fool the people anymore. They took away Roe, which a lot of people saw as the backstop. They said, okay, they do these little trap laws, these little restrictions. The docs say that's not good, but you know, I still have some access in my state. And when you stripped that and people lived under 12 weeks of no abortion access, and they were worried about their health and safety of their daughters, their nieces, their wives, their grandchildren, people changed, and people have realize that if they don't vote on this, it's going to get taken away from them. And I really hope to see the momentum we have built for this in 2023 carry through to 2024, where we put people up and say, if you're not going to protect our rights, our basic rights to evidence-based medicine, we are not voting for you. We will find a new candidate. We will find a new representative who speaks our voice.
I want to jump on that issue of the ballot summary that Republicans wrote, and as noted in news reports, it's longer than the actual amendment, as you said. And it, for example, the amendment guarantees the right of a person to continue their pregnancy, protects that decision from state interference. But the new ballot language flipped that, claiming the amendment would, quote, always allow an unborn child to be aborted if in the treatment physician's determination the abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant woman's life or health. It also, the amendment, protects multiple categories of reproductive decisions, including contraception, fertility treatment, continuing pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. But the altered ballot language only lists abortion. While the amendment uses the medical term fetus, the new ballot language has substituted unborn child, phrasing that inserts personal views regarding the beginning of life. Again, this is political malpractice. And unfortunately, Amy, they got away with it, but they didn't when the voters actually went to the ballot.
Yeah, they got away with it because the Supreme Court, we now list whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not sure why a judge should be a Republican or a Democrat, but we list that. And so people vote down the ticket that way. I think people are going to think twice about that because nobody thought that language was good. If you actually wanted the truth. Now, if you didn't want the truth, that language looked really good to you because it was politicized. It was meant to pull at your heartstrings. And every English teacher I know would say, how can the summary be longer than the actual amendment? Just put the amendment there. But they didn't want
that.
That's
crazy.
The word summary kind of comes into play on this rather than detailed explanation. So where do you go from here? You've already alluded to the 2024 elections for legislature. Are people back to having to raise money for legal challenges to all of this as well? Where do you go after your 5 hours of peace and quiet before things got crazy again?
Well, certainly you have a party because I think we, deserve that. But yeah, the money doesn't stop, right? There's already in the works from the Democrats a bill to repeal a lot of the laws. And in fact, Attorney General Yost was kind enough to put out a document saying which laws he thought could be repealed based on the amendment, even though the opposition has said that nothing can be repealed. We actually have a document from our Attorney General that says what could be repealed. And so that's a great place to start building some legislation. Now, do we think that legislation is going to, swiftly go through committee and to the floor and be passed? I mean, that would be what should happen, right, based on the people passing an amendment. But I don't think any of us think that's going to happen. So we realize we're going to have to use the courts. And we're going to have to hope that the courts actually do the right thing.
And I suppose for you and for Dr. Lyerly, as members of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, these ACOG meetings and briefings are, not going to get any easier, Kristen.
No, but we're ready. Mm-hmm. We are undeterred. We know that we've been fighting this our whole career. And, frankly, for Dr. Amy and myself, this was an issue when we got into medicine. It has continued to decay. And now we are in this situation where we're finally feeling like we can do something about this. So this victory in Ohio is a huge victory, but there's so much more to do. But we're battle ready. And, we stand with the people. We know that what the people want. We sit in exam rooms with our patients and hear their stories. So it's incumbent upon us as physicians who care for people and families to get out there and use our voices and to compete on the stage that politicians have brought this issue to.
Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett, thank you so very much for this update. I wish it was under better circumstances, but as we've said repeatedly here, the people are on your side. So good luck. Amy, thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. And Kristen, you have a great day. We'll see you for Hometown Health on Thursday.
Can't wait.
All right. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, has three things you need to know to start the week. Right after this, you're up north.
93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, with three things you need to know to start the week. Terry, how are you?
I'm great, Pat. How are you?
Well, fine, but again, between the Packer football team, the Badger football team, and then the Badger women's volleyball team with that unexpected loss at Penn State Saturday. You know,
that was a tough one, yeah. It's been a bad weekend for Wisconsin sports, volleyball in particular. This really puts the streak of Big Ten championships in jeopardy. Two losses on the conference season. Penn State's a good team. They almost beat Nebraska recently, and they beat the Badgers in four sets. So that makes that big showdown with Nebraska on Black Friday even more important, not only for a chance at a championship, but also for seeding in the tournament.
Oh yeah, very much so. I mean that was going to be a popular match already. Mm-hmm. Now with the stakes even higher, it's really going to be something that folks watch. We began the program this morning, almost 2 hours ago, talking about what's happening in Mount Pleasant and what was, you know, once upon a time something that was simply referred to as, you know, Foxconn and, you know, the Foxconn campus and the project or the boondoggle, depending on how you look at it. But really now during the Evers administration, you've found a way to turn lemonade, you know, their lemons into lemonade, with Microsoft now seeing the potential for what's going on there. What's the latest on that?
Well, Mount Pleasant is, by some accounts, I see about doubling its investments in Racine County and is buying up land to build more buildings for its data centers in southeast Wisconsin. So, you know, definitely from an economic development standpoint, it's good news. It should be bringing jobs to southeast Wisconsin and bolster the tax base down there and kind of fulfill the promise of what this piece of land had back when the Foxconn announcement was first made.
So Microsoft, for folks that missed it earlier, in building and now expanding the plans for this data center, when we talk about things, you know, going up to the cloud or being in the cloud, they're basically building a cloud. You know, these data centers are filled with servers, computer servers that facilitate. They're basically internet hubs. We just call them clouds now instead of hubs. And they each employ, you know, a couple of hundred people. So for Microsoft to see that potential in southeast Wisconsin and to also right size the Foxconn deal, because look, it's not 13,000 workers, but 1,000 workers is nothing to sneeze at. It feels like everything about that area has been kind of, you know, right tracked. You know, it was like, okay, is it going to be nothing? And now you see some real potential there.
It's, you know, a lot of people say it's good to see something there. I think people don't care if it's Foxconn or Microsoft or, you know, Acme Anvils, you know, just as long as something that's contributing to Wisconsin's economy is happening there.
That's why I saw the coyote over there before long, chasing after a roadrunner. The fall session of the legislature still going on. And one of the things that one of the many issues is a stadium renovation funding plan for the Brewers. It has passed the assembly. The Senate's considering it. but it's still, I guess, too soon to tell if this is going to pass the Senate.
Well, yeah, for a bill whose goals are everyone, almost everyone agrees on, the details are bogging this down, and it goes to the Senate floor tomorrow. And as of this morning, there aren't the votes to pass it. It needs 17 votes to pass, and at last check, the head count was 9 in favor. So there are a lot of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, who need convincing. So there are a lot of constituencies that need appealing to, and I imagine those talks have been going on all weekend long, probably happening right now, and will probably extend to amendments on the floor tomorrow. It's going to be that close.
So they are actually putting it on the floor to debate tomorrow?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting.
Greg.
Yeah.
Sound like you were going to say something.
No, I was just breathing.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, I was going to say it's starting to become weirdly reminiscent of the all-night debate on whether the state should help fund replacing County Stadium with what became Miller Park. That was a long session, Governor Tommy Thompson twisting arms until sunrise and finally getting that one extra vote that he needed. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, again, there's a lot of times I don't miss my Senate career, but that would be an interesting place to be tomorrow if that kind of activity is what's going on.
Could potentially be a very, very long day and night.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the UW, of course, has been in the crosshairs of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and other Republicans over having diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, offices, staff members, programs. It's, you know, really, it's getting in the way of proper support for workforce development efforts. Terry, what's the latest on that?
Well, last week, the universities put out a plan. What the speaker said is that that the Republicans were going to cut $32 million from the system's budget, they'd put it back if that money was for workforce development. Last week, the universities put out a plan to bolster its computer science, engineering, and nursing programs in particular to the tune of $32, which in the mind of President Jay Rothman satisfies their side of the deal. It sounds like Voss and Republicans still want DEI cuts, so this is far from over.
Yes, it is. So for a session that most fall sessions are somewhat quiet, and maybe after the state budget is done, it's where you see some smaller bipartisan legislation pass. And this has been a very different one indeed. It's going to get a lot of attention from you and the rest of the Capitol Press Corps, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most contentious things that the lawmakers are dealing with this fall. You're absolutely right.
All right. Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Civic Media News Director updates throughout the day across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Terry, very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great start to the week. And then tomorrow, it looks like we're going to talk about farm immigrant laborers and driver's licenses and making sure that our roads are safe. So look for that tomorrow. Reminder that Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier News, a separate entity from Civic Media. You can stay up to date with what we're doing, some unabashedly Wisconsin news, by signing up for our daily newsletter. That's at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the banner on top of our homepage, or click store. There's things there too. Greg, I still got to get you a t-shirt or a tote bag.
Those shirts are so wonderful.
I know. It's like, you can do that Christmas shopping.
It's, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, heck right. Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. So, again, if you want social media updates, look up Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow me as well. Look for Pat Kreitlow Up North at Facebook, or Pat Kreitlow at Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky. And, of course, you can get all of our shows by podcast. Just go to civicmedia.us. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here 6 a.m. tomorrow.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News.